Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Although hardly remembered in the United States, Rigoberto Menchú Tun can be credited with being one of the first minds to speak out and publicize the plight of Guatemala's indigenous peoples during and after the Guatemalan Civil War that stretched from a CIA-inspired coup in 1954 to 1996. During that period, hundreds of thousands of Mayans were murdered in Guatemala, leading to charges of genocide by the U.S.-supported Guatemalan military. Rigoberto recounted the horrors of growing up as a Mayan during this period in her famous biography, I, Rigoberto Menchú. Here is her short introduction. My name is Rigoberto Menchú. I am 23 years old. This is my testimony. I didn't learn it from a book, and I didn't learn it alone. I'd like to stress that it's not only my life, it's also the testimony of my people. The important thing is that what has happened to me has happened to many other people too. My story is the story of all poor Guatemalans. My personal experience is the reality of a whole people. In the biography, she describes in grim detail the death of her family members and the massacre of neighboring Guatemalan villages. The Civil War left some 100,000 people dead, 40,000 disappeared, a million exiles or refugees, 200,000 orphans, and a wandering legion of 100,000 or more widows. The Commission for Historical Clarification concluded that the army committed 93% of the violence and that the guerrillas committed just 3%. The report cited 83% of the victims were Mayans and another 17% were Latinos. The impact of the publication of Menchú's testimony was to pressure the Guatemalan government to accept UN-sponsored peace talks, which eventually ended the conflict in 1996. Menchú received the 1992 Nobel Peace Prize and the Prince of Austria's Award in 1998 for her efforts to end the decades of violence in Guatemala. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.